This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that regions connected through air connectivity experience faster and broader development. In a video message on the occasion of the groundbreaking ceremony of the new Kota Bundi Greenfield Airport yesterday, the Prime Minister said that before 2014, India had around 70 airports, but their number has now increased to more than 160. He also noted that several airports have now been developed around Delhi. Mr. Modi said that when airports are built, they encourage entrepreneurship and tourism in nearby smaller towns and accelerate economic activities in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These include the Majlis Park Mochpur-Babarpur link, Babarpur Pink Line corridor of around 12.3 kilometers and the Dipali Chowk Majlis Park Magenta Line corridor of around 9.9 kilometers. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone for three new corridors under Phase 5A of the Delhi Metro, covering a route length of over 16 kilometers. The three new corridors are RK Ashram Mark to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Indira Gandhi Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday said that there was no protocol lapse during the recent visit of President Draupadi Murmu to Siliguri for the 9th International Adivasi Santal Conference, adding that the event was organized by a private body. In a statement on X, Banerjee said that the International Santal Council had invited the President to attend the 9th International Adivasi Santal Conference in Siliguri. After advanced security liaison, District Administration flagged in writing to the President's Secretariat that the organizer appeared inadequately prepared. The concern was also conveyed telephonically, she said. According to Banerjee, the advance team of the President's Secretariat visited the venue on March 5 and was apprised of the lack of arrangements, but the program continued as scheduled. Earlier, in a public interaction following the program, President Draupadi Murmu said, "By protocol, Chief Minister should be present when President comes to a state." The 11th edition of the Raisina Dialogue concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The three-day event, which began on 5th of March, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, joined the inaugural session as the chief guest. The theme of the 2026 edition was Samskar, Assertion, Accommodation and Advancement. Government is continuously monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, especially with regard to the welfare of Indian nationals who have been stranded there during transit or on short-duration visit. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that all Indian nationals in the region have been advised to follow the guidelines of the local authorities as well as the advisories being issued by the Indian Embassy or Consulate in their location. Each of the Indian embassies and consulates in these countries have issued detailed advisories and set up 24/7 helplines that are assisting in addressing concerns on account of the ongoing situation. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless an attack originates from there. In a statement yesterday, President Pezeshkian also apologized to neighboring countries for the strikes that took place in recent days. He said the strikes in neighboring countries were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. He also said that the demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Saudi Arabia has cautioned Iran against engaging in what it described as misguided calculations. Meanwhile, the intense military conflict in the region entered its eighth day yesterday, escalating into a wider regional confrontation, as United States, Israel and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Meanwhile, Lebanese Health Ministry has said that 41 people were killed and 40 others injured in overnight Israeli airstrikes in the mountain town of Nabishit, a Hezbollah stronghold in eastern Lebanon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.